So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So let's talk about social media. Let's talk about the specific platforms that I think you should be using. We'll talk about the platforms that I actually use. We'll talk about the ones that I don't use. We'll talk about the ones that I get the most response from. And we'll also include what we get the most spam from. So the ones that we use in our business, and you should be using these too. Obviously, it's the main ones. It's Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter. Basically, that's it. But there's an extension here. And so we would include other social media platforms, which really you wouldn't class as social media platforms. So, for example, we would include YouTube in that. YouTube is a search engine, really, for videos specifically. But we would still upload as much content to that platform as possible. The other one we would also include, which is technically not a social media platform, is things like iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. Spotify is definitely not a social media platform, but we upload all of our content onto Spotify, including this video when we convert it to an MP3 and turn it into a podcast. Because the idea here is to get as many eyeballs and ears watching or listening to our content as humanly possible. And so if you're just going to stick with the main social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, you're going to miss out on some of these extra things that you can upload to. And the way that we actually upload is that if we're uploading to Facebook, we upload to everything else all at the same time. It's slightly different for podcasting because you've got to separate and have a whole system lined up for podcasting, as many of our clients actually find out. Because we do it all for them. They've just got to get in front of a camera, record it, and then we do all the other button pushing in order to make sure that they get their message out to as many people as possible, get them on Spotify and on iTunes and on YouTube and on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram. And the idea then is that you just create as much content as humanly possible. Now, where do we get most of our leads from? So most of our leads would probably come from Facebook. But this is the thing, it's not something that you can say, oh, I'm just going to focus on Facebook. That's not how it works. You should be uploading to everything under the sun, okay? But it's not for you to determine where your leads are going to come from. It's from the leads that will determine where they decide to come from. Let me give you an example. So something like LinkedIn, we don't get a lot off LinkedIn. We don't get leads off LinkedIn. YouTube, we don't get a huge amount of leads off YouTube, but what those platforms do for us is that they actually introduce us as a concept that we actually exist, you know, because people got to know you, got to like you, got to trust you. And the way for people to get to know you is that they got to see you on some platform or another. Now, it might be Spotify. We don't close clients from Spotify. It might be LinkedIn. We don't close clients from LinkedIn. It might be iTunes. We don't generally close clients from iTunes, but they act as a doorway onto our Facebook group, onto our Facebook channel. Now, it might be different in your business. It just depends on the industry that you're in. I've never really liked LinkedIn anyway. Every so often I will check on to LinkedIn, and then I go to messages and it's spam, 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 spam. Spam, spam, spam. You get the general idea. There's just a lot of spam on LinkedIn. The usual copy and paste message. And we've been guilty of that ourselves sometimes. And it's not really the way that we want to operate. We want to pull people towards us, not push our spam onto people. And that way, we close business with people who actually want to do business with us instead of kind of forcing them to do business with us. I don't think that's a great way of running a business at all. We are a very attraction model business. I literally do not chase people on sales. If someone has a strategy call with me, I mean, we have an automated email that goes out 7 days later because why not? But you're not going to get me on the phone chasing clients. You either want to do business with us because you can see the value in doing it, or if you can't see the value of it, that's probably my fault because I've not explained it properly. But if you're not excited by doing business with us, we don't really want to do business with them either. Obviously, we want to do business with as many people as possible, but we're lucky. We're in a situation where we have enough business coming through, and so we don't have to chase people up. And that's where we want to get you as well. But the way in which we've got to that stage is simply because of the methodology that we use by posting out everything across all platforms. People get to know us, then join our Facebook group. They then get to know us a little bit more and start hopefully to like us, or they will hate us and that qualifies themselves out. They will never waste my time, hopefully. But those people who do like us, they get to know us, get to like us, get to trust us, get to see some of the results that we have for clients. And then at that point, they book a strategy call, which I'm hoping you're going to do. And then they come and speak to us. We see if it's a good match for you and us. And if so, then we conduct business. And that's a great way of doing it, because now we're not desperate. We're not chasing people. If they want to do business with us, then they can come. They know where we are. We're not difficult to find or get in touch with. We don't have phone numbers on the website. It's, you know, we don't have any of that. You've got to come to the website. You've got to fill in a form. It's very much on the buyer to make the decision to do business with us. We don't do hard sells, none of that kind of business. So the reason why we're in a position that we can do that is simply because we post everything we do across all social media platforms. This video, for example, will then get redone as an MP3 and then uploaded to iTunes and Spotify, and you should be doing that in your business too. So literally, my business is planned around me stepping in front of a camera, pressing record, and sending that off to the team, and the team do all the rest of the work. So the talent should be in front of the camera as much as possible, communicating your message out as much as humanly possible as well. So in terms of which social media platforms, it's all of them, all of the time, but you should be outsourcing this to make sure that it's not spending too much time just creating all this content. You should be in front of a camera. That should be the only content you should create. We call it a 90-10 rule, where you spend 10% of the time in front of a camera, and then we do the other 90%, and we put all that content across all the social media platforms, and that then in turn starts driving clients back onto our website and onto phone calls and that kind of thing. All right, I hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.